Well, good morning. Today is Monday, March the 18th. I'm Susan Kenton. This is your wake-up call. Will you join me in a prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Penned. Hear now the word of the Lord from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 30, and chapter 33, verses 19 and 20. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." For 100 pieces of silver he bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, the plot of ground where he pitched his tent. There he set up an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Now consider this. You know, I am a fan of many different sports, but wrestling, it's not one of them. I just really don't understand it as a sport, and it feels so one-dimensional in terms of how to win. Now, if you are a fan of wrestling, I apologize. However, there is one professional wrestling term that we should all learn. It's the term submission. When one wrestler chooses to yield to the other, he must submit. In our altar story today, Jacob experiences a shift in his life because he surrenders, or in wrestling terms, through submission. You may recall that Jacob is the son of Isaac and grandson of Abraham. As a young man, he cheated his brother Esau out of his rightful inheritance, which created deep conflict between them. So in order to save his life, Jacob ran away and after a period of time married Leah and Rachel. Just prior to our passage today, Jacob found out that his brother Esau was on his way to see him. And after many years of being estranged from him, Jacob was afraid to face the sins of his past. The night before he would have to face his brother, Jacob wrestled with a man, who we find out is an angel of the Lord. By this time, Jacob is 97 years old, so I can't imagine that he was much of a match for the angel. But they wrestled through the night. It might seem that Jacob is winning because the angel calls time out. But it is actually Jacob who realized that this was a pinnacle moment for him. He had a choice. He was at a proverbial fork in the road. Would he continue down the path of denying his sin and running away from the consequences, or would he open himself up to find freedom by surrendering to the Lord? Jacob, in asking for a blessing, demonstrates his willingness to submit to God and repent of his past. The wrestling match became a physical representation of Jacob's heart. God had the power to force Jacob, but he didn't want to pin Jacob down to win. God wanted Jacob to willingly submit. It is when we choose to surrender that we experience the shift in our life of transformation. And when Jacob surrendered, God changed his name. He changed it to Israel as a declaration of his transformed heart. Jacob faced the sins of his past, and God provided freedom of a new future. Are you wrestling with God in any area of your life? Is there a place where you're holding on to the sins of your past or running away from the consequences? We have an invitation to yield, to offer submission to God, and allow God to transform us. The prayer. Lord, how long will we run away from our sin? We want a new life and a new name that reflects how you've changed our hearts. We surrender all to you today. Amen. The questions. When have you felt like you were wrestling with God? Was there something that you were holding on to that you need to let go of and give over to God? And where would you like to see God do a transforming work in your life? For The Awakening, I'm Susan, and I will see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.